So in meditation, there are like two main or two different stages. Like one is very peaceful and very clear, and the mind is very sharp and but soft. It's like very clearly perceiving the sounds and sensations in the body or smells, if there are any smells. And then again, it's like gradually grows like tension, and with the tension in the body, the sensations start to be very unbearable, very strong, very sharp, and also the mind starts to be very restless and
then
very nervous.
What do you do?
Yes, I observe how it's like
body and mind,
both body and mind.
Then, yes.
And then eventually the somehow it just settles and it's very peaceful again.
Right.
And then the sensations are very very weak, only just like very very tiny vibrations. It usually starts somewhere in some part of the body, but then it spreads all over the body. Actually, at the beginning it was quite pleasant, but after a long time it's also not very pleasant. But eventually it also calms down, and then it's very, again, it's very peaceful and very clear, and then the mind is very happy.
Do you notice that time present, unpresent, what the mind is thinking?
Yeah.
How the mind is think about this experience?
When it's very peaceful, then I try to watch how the mind, whether there is some attachment to it.
Right, okay.
But there is just, it is very peaceful, so it is pleasant, but I can't see any attachment or any craving for it.
And so then every experience, good experience or bad experience, is become object. So it's going on.
And then sometimes in the head, there is a, well, it is also sometimes in the body, but mostly it appears in the head. And it's just like a buzzing, like a thick fog, or how to say?
Whatever.
And it's also, usually at the time the thinking comes, and it's like the very...
Thinking comes?
Yes, well, it's like a very strong urge.
Thinking become like this?
Yes, it is like wanting to think or something.
Or
something wants to...
Want to think is mean intention to think. You know that my intention to think.
Yes, it is like whatever, just wanting to produce some thoughts or something.
So you know this intention?
So, yes, it's like
urge. You know this intention and watch?
Yes.
So then intention
eventually it settles also down after some time, and then it's just very weak and not so unpleasant. Yes.
So
yes,
that's all. Continue, right? Yeah. Actually the better way is many people, the unpleasant feeling come, people immediately resist. If you are understanding more clearly, present or unpleasant are both object. You more understanding about object, meaning of object, then the mind resisting less and less. So this present, unpleasant, not too much. Right? Yeah. And, okay, so next. Slow down. I'm also slow down.
After some period of it was a lot of depressive thoughts.
Depressive
thoughts and emotions coming.
And?
There was seeing this, that it was not continuous. Small pieces in between came other emotions or other qualities. So a little bit of interest or a little bit of even joy was coming in between, and it seemed like all the negative. Or you could say the unwholesome qualities were much more exaggerated because they got much more attention, because there was much more reactivity in the mind towards them.
Yeah, unpleasant situation.
Yeah.
Right.
And so there was a...
That's why I said just now, I said present or unpresent are both object.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm. Object, meaning of object is also you can understand it. Be known.
Yeah.
That's all. They come and go. And yeah. Be known. Object, meaning of object, being known. You can understand this.
Yeah.
If you more, you understanding meaning of object, the mind more not resist. Right.
Mm. Anyway, it was also some kind of intention that was when seeing that there was these other qualities in between to also investigate them, not just giving space to this reactivity.
Hmm?
Not just giving space to this reactivity.
What meaning of not give the space mean is your investigation.
Yeah, like right. If something is...
Yeah. If you have a right attitude and you investigate, then the mind not resist.
Yeah.
Right.
And so it starts to unfold.
Right.
Like
you use your right attitude and investigation, the mind not resist anymore.
Yeah.
Because of wisdom working.
Yeah.
Right.
And then those qualities more and more unfold.
Right. Yes.
And then what is, yeah, as you say, and then this what is negative or is felt like negative, it has no meaning any longer.
Right. Just experience. Right.
Yeah, it's just shifting.
Mm. And so, experience object and all nobody, just nature,
yeah.
Whatever. You can understand more.
The thing is that then... it continues into some kind of wishing to repeat this this process
right.
Of unfolding and so then getting stuck.
Yeah, right. You can see the process, okay, that's good.
Yeah.
One thing or expectation come, meditation always stuck.
Yeah. Very subtle.
Right.
Very subtle like
come, meditation
comparing.
Is not smooth, also understanding not come.
Yeah.
Yes, this is also right.
Yeah, that's it.
Good.
Tomorrow. Today.
I discovered during meditation that sometimes my. Feelings are so subtle that I cannot watch them directly.
Right.
But when I...
But you know your space center?
No. I have many objects to observe.
Right.
But then I see that there are repetitive thoughts. Like...
Or negative thought, but
yeah,
no
negative.
Feeling. But and you know this is an already have
it's
feeling.
It's one story and after a short time different story.
Yes,
and
I know.
Then I see that because of this subtle feeling, which I sometimes don't see, these thoughts come.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
And...
depend on your awareness quality. Then you more subtle level, you can see more. Depend on your awareness quality.
Yes.
But this is not a problem. But you know that there is still there, right? Subtle level still there. One experience, my one yogi said, he watched his mind very well. Then the mosquito come and bite. Our center is a lot of mosquito. Then come and bite, then he watched her mind. The mind says, no angry anymore. The mind said, oh, dana, donation. Then the mosquito bite, suck, fed. He looked, continued looking, and also checked her mind, his mind. So the mind, he said the mind not react. Then the mosquito became full. Then he flew away. Then he looked at the mosquito, then mosquito caught in the spider net. Then he very happy. So meaning is, before he watched his mind, he's not just said not react. But opposite the mosquito the caught the spider net, then he happy, he like. So then he realized before he had a resistant have. But we cannot see, but some certain level. Also, he cover the thoughts. He try to cover the donation or let go or try to do something. Then really, unconsciously, really what happening, we don't know. Because the thought is covered. Something like this. Very subtle, but we watch, we don't know yet. And slowly, we can more open the mind, no cover anymore, then we can see more subtle level. Right? That's why we not, when we are meditating, don't try to change our mind. Open and check what is really happened. We want to know what's real. Then we can see the more subtle level. Still reacting. Right? Yeah.
And then every evening I have some problems with meditation because in my body it develops something like tickling, and it's sometimes in chest, in back, and it goes like some electric throughout the body. And
so this is a problem. This is a problem.
Yeah.
Huh?
It's a problem because I cannot sit and meditate.
Why? Why?
I have to.
Why? Because of the. We already told that this everything that happening in your body and mind is object, nature. So why you cannot meditate? You don't like, right?
Yeah, it's
you judge
it's
this object.
It's unbearable. I cannot stand still.
Then you watch your mind first. The mind is
I watch my mind.
Then, yeah. And you cannot bear, right?
No, I cannot bear.
That is a reaction. So first, you need to check your reaction and what the mind thinking. Then, if you cannot, then you can move your posture. Okay, try.
But it's
because you judge me already, this is happening naturally, right?
I know.
Yeah, right.
I observe the mind, but sometimes it's after 10 minutes and it's
come again.
It's very strange that I sit down and after 10 minutes I have to stand up.
Why the intention? You cannot see the mind. One intention to.
I can see the mind.
Huh?
It's very clear, the mind.
Intention, right?
Yeah.
You cannot watch.
I can watch it.
Yeah. Try. Why follow
but
the intention?
I cannot stand it.
Okay, as much as you can, try. If you cannot, then stand up. Right. But this is like electricity, right?
Like what?
Electricity feel like ding-ding-ding, ding-ding-ding.
Yeah.
So this is difficult?
Yeah.
Sometimes we make a massage the electricity and
no, but this is different.
Different. Whatever. Oh, try to think. At that time, you need to change your attitude and watch your feeling as much as you can. Huh? If you have a right attitude, you can bear. If you cannot think right way, and then the mind resists and judge this is a bad, then you cannot. And also, this is not me. Right? Just nature, just object. So you change your attitude and as much as you can, face. Right? Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Just a short question. I find myself that, I realize more and more that I am much more not aware than aware, you
right,
know?
Right.
And
your discover is mean is you are improved.
Right. Yeah, I know. Right. Probably it was much more.
Before we don't know the when awareness lost, long time, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, then awareness come back. Awareness become more continuously, then he can see more small awareness lost. That's why we feel many not aware.
Uh-huh.
So this is improve.
Yeah, but you know, it makes me very unsatisfied. You
that
know,
is
because
a problem.
Because I think you
that
know,
is problem.
That's probably the wrong thinking that I think.
Because you want to be awareness continuous.
Yeah.
Because of your expectation there. Expectation is there. Every time you notice you lose awareness, you are upset.
Yeah,
that's why thought, this attitude is already wrong. So better is if your awareness come back. So lost awareness is a pass, right?
Yeah.
You can go pass or not.
What do you mean?
We can go the pass such time.
No.
Well. So why are you angry? You cannot go back. Now awareness come back, right? Mm. Now you need to happy that awareness come back.
Yeah.
So I that's know. Why the experience and the awareness, we need to appreciate our awareness present.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I actually do both, you know. Oh. Sometimes when I realize that I actually lose awareness and when I get it back, then I consciously appreciate. Well,
yeah, that's better.
Now,
that being is you are right attitude. That
I
time.
Know both, you know. I know both. I know
right, right.
This
okay.
one, and I
okay.
know. I know
so
also.
So when the negative coming mean is you are right, wrong attitude, wrong idea.
Yeah. Because I feel, you know, regret. I should be better. You know.
That's why sometimes I ask yogi. This is many yogi have this problem. Do we want to be practiced continuously? Then I ask them, so if you notice you are lose awareness, do you need to be angry or upset, necessary or not?
Well, in fact...
Sometimes I ask the yogi,
they need
to find out. If you can say why not necessary, how do you understand not necessary to be upset or...
Well, what I realized that this upset attitude doesn't help at all.
Right, that's enough. That's so enough. Okay, good.
But anyway, it happens.
Yes, whatever. Yeah.
Thank you.
Sometimes I want to tell people to investigate. If you are resistant, then the next awareness makes more difficult, right? If you are resist or negative or upset, then awareness is more difficult. Present moment.
Yeah.
That's why. Okay.
Should I watch the angriness?
Yeah, that's all.
Okay.
That's all. Finish.
Okay, I've watched many objects over the... past couple of days, mostly it was usual sleepiness, pain, aversion, craving. Mm.
So why you are sitting time too much, you're sleeping? You are now for 7 days, right? 8 days, 7 days, 1 week already, no? The mind must be stronger.
It's not always, but sometimes it's...
Every morning I noticed you...
Morning it's worse. Yeah.
Because I only see it at that time, right? Okay.
After breakfast, maybe. But there is also restlessness and thoughts and all stuff whatever. Like that. But I just 2 points, one about craving and one about another more subtle experience today. I got, you know, some attachment to an object, and I was... And the meditation didn't go well, and I was aware that it must be some craving, and I was looking for that craving. I could not find it, and I was like expecting craving, but
that's too much. Just see what the expectation or craving, whatever.
Yeah.
Just see what is happening. Don't looking for. Don't looking for. Just see what is happening. That's all. Very simple. Then you want to see more, then the more restless coming. Cannot see, then more upset coming, right? So whatever happening, just see what is happening. That's all. This attitude is more simple, right?
Yeah. Okay. And today I had like a very peaceful moments in the meditation in the afternoon.
Oh.
It was kind of. I finally decided to investigate this state, because before it was all the same, you know, very wholesome state.
Why this happening, right?
Yeah,
this happening, what idea you have, what the mind good to
but I,
investigate.
I,
right.
But, so I watched into it and it was quite interesting. So I basically, it seems to me that if there is, that there was no tension, because there was no tension, I was able to be more calm, and basically I was relaxed, And yeah, I think this is maybe because there was very little doha and dosa and moha,
yeah,
and,
right,
or
right,
loba.
Yeah. Right, and?
So I could watch everything very clearly, and even the defilements, and even so, like little pressures from the craving, right, or from the aversion. But I
pressures,
pressures like
pressure,
like little bit, but
suppressed.
But I was able to balance it. Like I was able to manage to stay in the calm. It was very interesting. So I was like balancing between the defilements.
Well, okay.
I don't know if I can say that, but yeah, it was very interesting. So
if you're interested, okay, what do you do?
Yeah, so it was very, it was so that I almost could stay in this peacefulness as long as I wanted, or at least it seems to me.
You won this longer and longer.
Longer and longer. It was like twice I got out and twice I got back. Always it was a little bit different feeling, different awareness and different defilements. It was quite good. So I even, you know, asked questions like, where is I? Or where is, who is listening? But
yeah,
it was, I could not get the answer. It was something like...
No problem.
Zen
plan. Answer is not immediately. We cannot get one, immediately get the answer. For question is for interest in the present moment. That's enough.
Yeah, and I would. So I watched also the body, and the body was like very, like almost like a dead body. You know, like a sack. But still, I could feel very well. The, you know, the sensations. It was like a useless body.
Yeah.
And a very free mind.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes. Okay, go on.
Yeah. So then also, and the thing, the big difference from my previous experiences with this state was that I was able to think all the time. So I was like,
able to think what?
Think about this, about what is happening. I was able to ask these questions and also a little bit like remembering what is happening.
Right,
able to recollect later. Yeah.
You must remember the good day or best day every day.
Yeah.
You must remember, right? That's why we need more investigation. Yeah.
Yes, so that's about it. So it was like, there was almost like a joy and gratitude and all stuff like that. It was very, very deep. Very
okay.
And after that, I was like, usually I'm in tension and pain after long sitting, and after this one, I was very relaxed. And
when this situation disappeared? When do you know when this disappeared?
I think I was.
I
wanted to
down.
Understand more, or I want to investigate more, but I couldn't see more. So I became somehow like bored, and when this was bored.
If you investigate is if craving can become bored.
Yeah.
Investigate is I want to know. That's all. Not like craving, I want to know the real, the simple wisdom. Want to know is not upset. Every time he tried to answer get or not, he tried to find continue, but craving come. If you not get it immediately, the mind will boring or. Interest less like this because the motivation is a little bit have craving.
Yeah.
So the question is very important. I try to say one story. Do you all know the Archimedes? Huh? Archimedes the principle, you know? Archimedes principle, how they come? How this coming? Archimedes, you know the European scientist, right?
Yes.
The king asked him to this one gold, give the how much gold, give the something, the one gold. Then he make the crown. Then he's a summit. He go to give the summit, they make the one gold and make the crown. Then summit make, after that come, the crown is finished. But the king want to know how much he use the gold. No, that time no measurement. So the king want to know, then they ask the Archimedes, you find this, get the answer. If you cannot get it, 7 days, I kill you. Then he find, 6 days. Very anxiety. Because of, after 7 days, he cannot get it, he will cut the head. So he think, but he with wisdom, he's a scientist, he has a lot of wisdom. But that time, 6 days, he find the answer, cannot. Because of defilement, anxiety, worry, and also craving, want to get answer immediately, so cannot get it. And last day, he give up. He give up and, okay, I want to shower. I forget everything. I go and die peacefully. So that's why he give up everything and go to shower. Then he go to the butter. That time he don't think anything. He let go everything. So the mind a little bit more calm. Then he sink to the water, then the water is come out. That's experience arising, then immediately he get the answer.
Yeah.
Why this answer coming?
Insight.
No, I want to say why this answer coming.
There's no defense.
He not think anymore.
No
defense. He let go, he forget, he don't get give up everything. But
before he was asking
Because of questioning. Yeah. The question all the time he used. 6 days, the mind unconscious, the question already there. But intentionally, he not think. But this why I call momentum. The mind unconscious is unconscious level, still continue. Then he, and also that time his mind calm down, let go, and mindfulness come already. Present moment, his mind is present moment, fully aware of this present moment. He sink to the water, then answer come. So, I want to say is because of question. If you're not asking these many questions,
too many questions,
answer is not coming. So answer is a guide to the understanding. Investigate why this happening. What is this? This is a guide to the wisdom is guiding already. His aim already. Unconsciously the mind wisdom is walking. He try to guide coming. That's why I use the question. This question come and different question, different answer. Right?
Yeah.
Different. So that's why we use the question, the mind become more interest. If you no question, no answer come. Okay, right. But he get the answer, become crazy again. And he get and run with the to the palace.
The mind has been less tense the last couple of days, and I've been checking the attitude a lot and working with right view. And also slightly changed the way that I was thinking about mind or phrases like checking the attitude or checking awareness. And I realized that my view of mind could get quite small, and that contributed to a sense of tightness sometimes. So I deliberately included a more emotional component. So it didn't get reduced to too much thinking. I found it encouraged too much thinking. But if I checked in with how I was feeling much more, this just led to a broader sense of awareness and of feeling more embodied, physically and emotionally embodied. So awareness just felt more full and less brittle or less fragile.
Less?
Brittle.
That's what?
Hard or touch. Brittle, it's something it breaks easily.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So awareness has felt more sort of fluid and less tight. I've noticed less variation between sitting and walking and daily activities. It feels more
there's less difference. And usually for me, the sitting, particularly sitting in the Dhamma hall, is where I get most tense.
Tense, yeah.
But there's less, it's still more tense usually than elsewhere, but it's less. It feels like it's becoming more even.
Some people are there in the sitting time is more tense. Because the past experience, practice, very hard to practice.
Yeah.
And close the eyes, focus, and habit, the mind remember. Yeah, Dhamma hall is, if you know the Dhamma hall, immediately the mind, like, all habit is coming.
It's better here, but there is still that tendency. Right. But I was remembering that at home, my the moments of really feeling aware or moments of insight are usually when I'm on my bike, cycling somewhere, or when I'm swimming. Yeah. I swim a couple of times a week.
Then?
And that's when
that time is,
so that's when my mind is relaxed and it's present, but it's
sitting
moving.
Time is best
time, yeah.
I like swimming and away.
Swimming and away.
So you cannot slow down. If you slow down, you are sick. Very natural, right?
Yeah.
This is very natural. When swimming time is, the body need to do just at his speed.
Hmm.
The mind just recognizing.
Yes, right. Yes. Yeah. So that flavor is coming more into my sitting practice, a little bit more. I sense some calm today. I think I almost never would say I experience calm because I associate it with no thoughts.
But
actually there were very few thoughts, right. but it just had the quality of calm in the mind. But it was so rare that I didn't really. It was a bit of a shock to recognize.
Depending on your skillful level, practice more understanding about practice, you can maintain your most relaxed state.
I want to say a little bit about talking practice. I only just
Now everybody tomorrow or every time you need to practice talking meditation. And I need to tell you tomorrow again, maybe even in 5 to 6. You can walk, you can talk. Must be talk. but the no other defilement case, about meditating or whatever, or about your feeling, about your idea, something, about the meditation topic, you can talk to someone. Then practice. How you can mindful or not? How much you can mindful or not?
And I have heard that also in the evening in the kitchen you are giving this talking meditation, no?
What?
Is it possible to join in the evening?
Yeah.
With the
where?
You sometimes talk about more Dhamma.
Where?
In the kitchen.
Can come. Yeah. You can come. Okay. But now I tell you is evening you are drinking time, snack time. You can talk. Try to talk, because this is a chance. If you never practice, you don't know how to practice in talking meditation. Yeah. This is in Satipatthana Sutta, Buddha advice already. Here, the whole people are advanced yogi, old yogi, experienced yogi. But you must care also, you need to practice in talking meditation. How to be present, awareness present in the way you're talking. I need to do it before start the retreat, but okay, that is the chance. I give you the chance. Otherwise, you have no chance. But you talk. After lunch also, people start to talk. But now make the time to talk. Push to talk, then you can play this, right? In America, one teacher, I forget his name. Every time I go, I saw him in Australia and America. He asked, every time he saw me and asked, discuss about this meditation. He also noticed yogi, meditation, vipassana yogi, they don't scare. the talking time to how to practice. That's why they need to do. He only teach talking meditation because nobody teach. That's why he teach.
Is this the man who teaches inside inside dialogue?
What?
Gregory Kramer.
Kramer, yes. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Kramer. Yeah. And now I remember his name.
Yeah, he has
Gregory Kramer.
Yeah. He has a book, doesn't he?
He write the one book.
Yeah.
In Australia also, one time he come to discuss about this practice. I also encourage to him continue doing because nobody teach. Actually, this talking meditation very important. Your each other communication very important. People they are in the family or friend, they sometimes talking something wrong, they're very angry, upset, and sometimes 1 week they not talking, very upset because of wrong way, wrong speech, not skillful. So if you are aware every time you're talking, then slowly your talking is become less and benefit or meaningful. When I'm lay life, I practice five precepts, right? Killing, no killing, no stealing, and no pressure, sensual pressure. Wrong, and number four is mudawada.
Speech.
Right speech. This speech, today is a full factor. Don't talk about gossip. Don't talk about lying. And don't talk about roughly. Don't talk about meaningless. So I take care of these four. Then the five precepts become eight precepts. More detail about this talking, right? We call, and also there is something called this also eight precepts. Not like at evening, not like this eight precepts, but we call this also eight precepts. But this is for more detail about five precepts. When you taking on this mouth, taking care of me is you are very aware. Every thought, every your speech, that means it's helping you to very practice very very good awareness, very good. Then you talking is less and beneficial, necessary than we talk. Otherwise, we are not happy to talk. After talk finish, the regret coming, remorse coming. And also, you need to learn. Who is talking? Talking also process. Sitting, walking, the same. Who is talking? The mental process, physical process, walking together. Nobody talking. There's a mental and physical process, cause and effect. The mind thinks how to talk, want to talk, and motivation is what? Why you are talking this? Why motivation and you talk? So everything you need to check. Many things to practice. Okay? Try.
Okay, so I had a couple of things. A couple of days ago I noticed I was with a small group of people, maybe three or four. And after a little while, the conversation was something that I was starting to feel aversion towards. And what I noticed, and I was started to think about leaving. I thought maybe I'll go away, do something else. But I noticed the aversion.
Aversion, because of aversion, you want to go away.
Yes.
Don't go away. Stay there.
Yes. Yeah, so but because of recognizing the aversion, it dropped immediately, and I could stay very easily.
No need to move.
I didn't mind. What we were talking
about. Otherwise, maybe other people upset. Maybe.
Yeah.
Why you are angry? Who? Me?
Yes.
And no problem.
And the other thing I wanted to mention was at home, I've noticed happening sometimes, quite a lot, and it's taken me by surprise.
Actually, people are more upset, not outside, in the home.
Yeah.
People are more suffering in home. Because of they don't care anymore. Very, very open, and they never control anymore. They never aware anymore. because of my home.
Yes, yes, yes.
Then talk everything. Yeah. Then touch everything and problem every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Outside people, we are mindful. Mm. Friend or outside people, we are a little bit aware. But in our home, go back, no more aware. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. These situations I noticed mainly were at work, and I work with quite a lot of different people, and all of them are practicing Buddhists.
And you're more skilled how to talk.
Yeah.
Right. Wisely, skillful way.
Yeah. What I've noticed is that I can be aware of quite a reaction in me, some sort of aversion in me. And then what's happened a few times is that when I speak, something quite different comes out of my mouth. It's much kinder, and I haven't thought it beforehand. Yeah. It's like it's just come through me.
Because the mind is so fast. Before you think that I thought this way, but the mind is so fast inside, happening very fast, that sometimes you not notice, then idea is to talk. Mm. You want to talk this, but outside come out the sound is different.
Yeah. It's different. Yeah. But what's been striking...
Sometimes we go and take the food. Huh? Near the food, then the hand is changed. Ding! So funny sometimes. Because the mind decision very fast.
Yeah.
Don't know. Yeah. I want to take this food, so go take a mind food. But very near, then idea change. Then the direction change down. Yeah. I saw one monk.
Yeah.
Very funny. We are monks eating the bowl. Then beside is a garbage. We eat and there's something put the garbage, right? So we eat the bowl. Then one Korean monk eat very mindful. Then he take the banana. But actually this is also bowl like this. This is garbage bowl pan. Yeah? He must be put the banana put into the bowl. Then the chair to the garbage pan.
Yeah.
But he put like this. Perception, wrong perception. He do it right. So funny. Sometimes the mind decision, they do think the wrong perception, wrong action coming.
Yeah.
Sometimes body is a leg.
Yeah.
Mind so fast.
Mm.
Sometimes two words is one word coming. One sound they can come in.
Mm.
Do you experience?
The
sometimes two words is become one word.
Yeah.
English I don't know, but Burmese I very very often they happen. If you eager in the mind, talking two words, but two eagerness then they become one word. Boom.
Yes, I recognize. Yeah.
So fast.
Yeah.
So this is you need to know the how the mind and the this action,
yeah,
the cause and effect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I just had one question.
Mm.
It's to do with feeling or vedana.
Yeah.
Again, we talked about a couple of days ago. I've read about and studied that vedana as well as pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral vedana. There's also a distinction between worldly and unworldly vedana,
what?
Niramisa and something else.
What?
So vedana that's
I don't know about
that's really helpful on the path.
Huh?
One that's to do with renunciation, and one that's to do with sense pleasure.
Huh? What the meaning? Huh? I don't get it.
Okay, it's to do with a vedana that's helpful to the path, pleasant vedana, pleasant.
Helpful.
Yeah, and what? Vedana that's.
Not skillful.
Not skillful. Pleasure more to do with the senses, and pleasure that's more to do with practice.
Wholesome vedana and unwholesome.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wholesome vedana. Vedana is always happening. So unwholesome is suffering, right? You can say unpleasant feeling. Maybe wholesome is pleasant feeling. So?
sometimes it's saying,
if your wholesome mind happening, the mind quality is feel good, nice. The mind, the feel quality of mind is feel better.
Yeah.
Good feeling state, good state. You can say good state.
Mm.
And unwholesome coming, the mind suffering, tense, suffer. So.
What this says is that sometimes
present, unpleasant.
Sometimes unwholesome can be a skillful. Sorry, not unwholesome. Sometimes
not
unpleasant.
Not present. Not present. Unpleasant. You think it is a present? Not present. It's unpleasant.
Well, I think she speaks about the fact that in Sutta it is written that painful feelings.
Yeah, painful feeling also, this is a, sometimes painful feeling we think good, we are like. For example, the hot chili, you eat the chili, actually this is a pain, but we like. That's why we enjoy it and feel like this.
Mm.
That time for him is pleasure, right?
Mm.
But this is suffer.
Yeah.
Painful, but we think this is good because of deluded, change the cover.
Okay. The
actually, the feeling naturally is Ahusan must be suffering. Okay. Diet suffer, but we like.
Mm. The example that's sometimes used is qualities of Kiri and Otopa.
Kiri, Otopa, yeah.
Yeah, so they can feel shame or,
shame,
or remorse,
yeah,
can feel a bit, right. A little bit unpleasant, but spiritually they're very wholesome. Mm.
This is what we cannot call unpleasant because this is wholesome. They fear. Because of fear to do bad things, right?
Mm.
This is not like a fear, like a angry fear. This Hiri Otapa is a wholesome state.
Mm.
That's why
they cannot
do bad things.
Mm.
This is wholesome state, not suffering. This is not suffering.
Mm.
Shame, and sometimes shame is anger.
Yeah.
Anger.
Yeah.
If you together, you cannot clear, it's something. Mix.
Yes.
Mix.
It's not Hiri.
But Hiri Otapa is not suffering.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why this quality is good. That's why he cannot do bad things. Bad quality cannot come.
Yeah.
Hiri Otapa is very strong, angry or whatever, he cannot come.
Mm.
Because of no chance. Because this quality is a good quality, is present, the bad quality cannot come.
Mm.
This is a wholesome state.
Mm.
Not suffering.
Mm.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll think about it a bit more. Yeah. Thank you.
Someone is.
Yeah.
You move see your mind move clearly, right? Mm. Later you can move clear this way.
Yeah. Oh no, I agree with what you're saying. I agree with what you're saying, but I'm just
more experience come, you more realize, more experience.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Right. Thank you.
Mine is calmer, and I see.
Mine is calmer.
Is calmer.
Okay.
Is calmer. Right. Far calmer, and objects can be many or few. But the thing is, mind realize how different it is when there is right view or wrong view. And also when there is wrong view in different grades. So it can be very, very wrong view, or there is wrong view that is seen as an object. So it has already been...
not very strong.
It's not so strong, but it's
strong.
There. There is...
Because
it's
you are
there.
Knowing, yeah.
Yeah, there is the feeling of wrong view there.
But sometimes we are not aware. We are not lost. We are not aware. We are lost.
Yeah.
That time wrong view become more bigger.
And also how thoughts, not all thoughts. I was checking, for example, thoughts from wisdom that are like reinvigorating, strengthening the practice.
Right.
That's not I don't see anything connected with this wrong view.
Mm.
I don't notice this wrong view. But other thoughts are really like strengthening, solidifying the wrong view. It's like a crescendo, and then it's clear that there is a hindrance that has to be looked at.
Right.
And then it is to look at how mind is reacting to the hindrance.
Yes.
Mm. And also how mind is reacting to that feeling of wrong view, because it's unpleasant. So how the mind is...
feeling is wrong
view? Yeah. When a wrong view is present,
yeah,
then there is an unpleasant feeling because it's connected with some hindrance.
Right.
So it's also to see how mind is reacting when seeing wrong view. So really to take it as an object and to look at it at the reactivity of the mind in relation to wrong view or to the hindrance, if its hindrance is coming clear.
Yeah, because of very connection to have, because of wrong view, that the hindrance is increased, right?
Yeah, very strong.
Yeah, right.
And then just before, it's also very simple things, but they are interesting to just mention, because everything is object. So, for example, before the interview, the wish to say something good, to find something, I have to find out something. And this craving for something, too, so clear. It's not, an interview is not having any objective in finding out, discovering something, having experiences. It's just to share. But this is, it is interesting that it could be object.
Right. Yes.
That, this is it. This is the object.
Every
now.
Mind is become object.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And what then idea you have, every thought, you need to have your mind all the time, the mind become object.
Yeah. Right. And that is giving a lot of room.
Right. Right.
Space. And not feeling guilty then.
Right, right.
Yeah. And then there was, I don't know, there was a sitting when there was some special feeling, I don't know what, it was something was happening that was not normally happening, and then the mind was directly looking at the reaction, how does it affect the observing mind, because it was immediately the starting of a craving, or the expectation for something to happen. Oh, that's it.
Good. We cannot. We are. If you see the certain level of the mind state, yes, we many defilement we can see. Small defilement. Cross level is we are very calm, very good. A certain level, if you see more deeper and deeper, certain levels happen a lot of defilement. Small, ting. But if you notice and small, then finish.
Yeah.
If you not notice in small, and become bigger and bigger.
Yeah. But the thing, that was something that I was thinking.
Sometimes too tall, no? Sometimes seeing is neutral. Sometimes listening is present. Defilement comes. And many doors have many minds.
And all the mind that come up can come up also.
When you're sitting, sometimes the feeling good. Some part is unpleasant. The mind resists that time. Many defilement in the mind. Attachment, resistance. Every object. The whole body have a lot of objects, not only 1, 2, 3, 4. If you know or not, unconsciously, happening. Okay, so we need to see more things.
Yeah.
Okay, so mind is still changing. Like Adam said, I have noticed many times that I am not aware. So, and
someone also said he's very aware, but he do something in the between 5 minutes, totally not aware. But immediately aware come back, then he can measure, he can compare not aware and awareness, how different. That's why if you see light clearly, then we are more appreciative about awareness present.
So that
time you can understand not awareness is you are dead. That nothing, we don't know nothing, but do already do finish. But we don't know nothing. If you are aware, we do know clearly, very meaningful, very aware. But opposite, totally opposite. Not aware and aware. You can compare like this, then you become more want to be aware, appreciate the awareness. Okay, so that's very good. Lost calm awareness. Right.
And few sitting, I have experienced that mind start talking. Mind was calm and peaceful, and there was, without instruction, the mind still talking some nonsense, like some other people and so on. I can't do anything, only notice, still talking, talking nonsense.
They do their job.
Yeah.
You do your job, that's all. Okay. You're not, this happening is not your responsibility. But maybe they have a cause.
Yeah.
They have a cause, and that's why they can chance to come, come. But your duty is just recognize and learning. Then you see like this, then you more understanding the thought is, the mind is not our mind. You cannot say me. Okay.
Okay. No
question. So I have a question concerning the pain in the body,
right?
in the leg. Sometimes when I follow the pain, when I observe the pain, it happens that the muscle of the leg, it's bloated with the air, so it becomes the muscle itself becomes bigger or more tense, I would say.
Right.
And then if I check the mind, usually there is of course some kind of tension, but and then when I go back, it happens that it's the right attitude to observe the pain, and as long as the muscle blows or something,
cannot blow.
I know, of course I know. I don't know what is behind. So yeah. I don't know for how
if
long.
If you are not resisting, as much as you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Disappear not important.
Mm-hmm. It's not important.
Continue
yes.
happening. You continue watch because if you are not resist, you can watch.
There is a slight problem because I had this experience before.
Yeah.
And it happened.
But don't think about muscle and pain. Mm-hmm. Muscle is muscle, pain is pain. You need a little bit to watch the pain more nature. Mm-hmm. Huh? If you have a muscle is not, actually it's not muscle, but you can see the both together, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if you're not paying attention to the muscle more,
okay. Okay.
More attention pain. To the intensity of painness, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to mention that I had this experience and it happened that it was kind of like fireworks.
Right.
And then it went all around the body.
Right, yes.
So, and of course I was happy that time because the pain went away or it was even weaker like before. Right. So maybe I have kind of expectation that
The meaning is, if your pain go away, your happy mean is, the pain not go away, you're upset. Right?
Yes, right. There is always, still I would say behind.
So you need to check, that if you're not pain go away, you must be have upset or resistant.
Mm-hmm. Okay, another question I have is whether it is very important to know if the mind feels unpleasant, if it's important to know whether it's aversion or
whatever, suffering, feeling.
Or craving.
Yeah.
Is it very important to know the difference?
Very important.
Because I know that there is present at least one of these two. But I can't recognize them. I know that, but just intellectually, that for example, when I feel tiredness, sleepiness, I can intellectually find that there is probably craving for the state of, because it's a pleasant state.
But you cannot see, right?
But I can't see these two like a different. I see that the mind is feels unpleasant.
Enough.
But I'm, yes.
That's enough.
Okay, that's the enough. Question.
Sometimes we cannot put the name, but you know that it's a craving or defilement. It's enough. Okay.
Thank you.
Maybe, Bante? I have a question. I didn't read in your books about Panchanivarana. Can you say something? How to overcome the panchas nivarana?
We're not trying to overcome.
No, it's same like.
If you right practice, you can overcome. But we are not. Attitude is no. We not want to overcome. Mm-hmm. So, nivarana, loba dosa moha. That's all the same. Pincha nivarana means loba dosa moha, defilement. First, you must think a right view. This defilement is not a nature, not related to the you. No, this is a nature. Then just watch this state. That's all. For example, the sleepiness. Most of the people, they didn't like sleepiness. So, then if you have right attitude, accept sleepiness. Also, this is a one kind of nature. Everybody might have, right? So come, you accept and just watching. If you are interested in this state, then immediately the sleepiness gone. Mm-hmm. This is overcome because of you have a right attitude to what? Right view and watch, this is easy to overcome. Mm-hmm. If wrong view, then very difficult to overcome. Right?
Okay.
Sayadaw, can I come back to my to this experience with the end of the peaceful state?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I was more like I wanted to know more about all what was happening, but I could not because maybe of
just
I
had, every time coming you didn't watch again and again and again. That's all. Because of experience comes, you can learn, right?
Yeah.
And also you must continue practice awareness. Before this state coming, everything, you need to know everything. Maybe very earlier or not, but whatever, I talk. You need to see the whole process. Before this state coming, how the mind doing?
Yes.
How the mind situation, everything. Then you see the slowly the, sometimes we feel the mental state change, right?
I saw it like coming three times and going three times.
Right. So changing, that time you can see also not only the experience, only the see the thought, how the mind thought, idea change, then how the mind doing, everything you need to know.
Yeah.
Then you're more skillful how to maintain this, how to become this state level. Huh? And also, if you can see how the mind state is going down, you can see the whole process. Well, how the wrong attitude or right idea, wrong idea come, then the practice going down. And if you can see more this experience, then you can maintain your peaceful practice like this.
Yes, yes.
The whole day. That means you are very skillful how to practice. Yes. Whatever experience is present, unpleasant, good state or bad state come, but watching mind, meditating mind is like this.
Yes. I was like able to watch all the sounds coming, and I even opened my eyes and tried I did some small experience, like I opened eyes and said maybe this would end, but it continued. I also tried to move with awareness and
try to practice open eye.
Yeah,
this is people also not experienced, and also in daily life we are always use the eye. So if your practice become aware of your ear, your eye, become happy, naturally awareness there.
Yeah.
Because of we are all the time use the eye. But people, they not practice eye, they all the time close the eye. So they not happy about the eye. How do awareness there here? Not scared. How to use as an object the seeing. So open the eye is very good. Whatever you do, daily activity, without seeing, without looking, you cannot do anything. Right?
Yeah.
Or open the door, close the door also, you are first, you look. Everything you taking all, but you are all the time aware of the movement, all the time. But they have many activities there. Without looking, we cannot put the things.
Yes.
Right? You look and put the things and take the things. Then why you put here? Why you put here? Why you put here? Why you not put here? A lot of idea or attitude is there. This small thing also you need, but you look at space, then middle. This more safe. That's why I put here. Already have idea. Whatever you do, the mind already decide. And also looking, seeing, why he not put here? Why he not put there? We want to be more clear, near. That's why his attitude already there. But whatever you put things, you see, looking already. And eating also. How many times you notice you're looking or when you're eating time? All the time we are look.
Yes.
But we don't know. this and this and this together, then look. Yes. So I encourage to you to practice looking, seeing. Very, make the daily activity very helpful. Even though you wake up, then open the eye, then awareness comes down. Mm. If you become habit. One yogi, she practiced like this. Every time before, he uses the glasses. And when we are asleep, we always take off the glasses and put. Then, before, he always morning wake up, he find the glasses. Looking for the glasses. It's very waste of time. And he become like this, and later he doing like this. Nighttime, before he take the glasses, he very mindful and remember. Then morning time, automatically he go there and take. The mind already remember. So every night he move the place. every night he move the place. But morning he go and take this place. So this is a practice to make, to see, also remember, huh? See where we put.
I have a question. I try today practice whole day seeing.
Right.
It was big discover for me. Very nice, because it, I told you already, it was something like just suddenly I saw many colors, many details. And on the walk, it was no possible for me in the same time to practice hearing, listening, and and seeing. Mm. Or is only skillful.
Right.
Yeah, skillful question.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh? Say again.
It takes some no.
Say again.
Shall I try it again?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. The question is now my problem is that if I would like to practice in the same time really mindfully listening and seeing.
Yeah.
It takes me much energy.
Listening and seeing, same time. Right.
So if you have some recommendations.
The most easy one is seeing and listening. Yeah, they're very close. Yeah, right.
Yeah, my mind switch from one to another, you know. So
seeing and touching is a little bit difficult.
Yeah.
Because we're very far. Seeing and listening is only here.
Okay.
Then?
It's okay.
Yeah, right.
It's okay like this. And another question I have. I have the same problem like you have. Maybe not similar, but I have also... We are.
That's why you're sitting like this.
Yeah. And... I have some many years. I meditate so many years, and every time, one time a day, I have one meditation like this. It starts. I think it's Kundalini, but you don't believe on Kundalini. It's some energy appears.
Unconsciously move.
Yeah, and it's no. I can't.
Body only one cannot move anymore. Without mind, the body is not move.
Yeah, I saw my mind. It starts to be chaotic.
Mm.
My mind. Then I watch my mind. It's something like spasmos, and my whole body do like this.
Your body and my habit is we cannot stop.
Yeah,
but also this is not a big problem.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not a big problem.
Happening sometime, often, but sometime, right? Not all the time, right?
Yeah.
Or let it be.
Yeah, it's not very problem.
But whatever the body movement is, come from the mind.
Yeah, but it's very, very...
This is a wayo, no? Wayo move. Wayo means it's the air element. Air element, wayo, is a chitasa wayo.
Yeah.
Chitasa wayo means it's because of the mind start this wayo. Wayo is a balayo. Balayo means strength. Balayo means his friend. Wayo is this. Oh, Wayo is a citizen of Wayo. Because of mine, the Wayo arising.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever this, if you also, I saw you sitting time. You are many possession.
Yes.
Like a movie actress. Sometimes your possession is very nice. Sometimes like this. Do you know the intention to move?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Sometimes I found myself in another position because I am very quickly person, so it's
before you were very active person, I think, right?
Before
meditating time, you're very eagerness active,
yes,
right? So that's why so fast.
Even my meditation is very fast.
If your mind very really calm down, peaceful, the body also calm down. Yeah. Even the blink also stable.
Sorry?
Eye blink. This.
Yeah.
Eyelid, huh?
How to
say this?
Yeah,
eyelid. Eyelid also stable. But if your mind is not stable, eyelid is...
I know. Yeah.
So this is the mind and body connection here.
Yeah.
If your mind really stable, it is very calm, very straight, don't move too much.
But it's possible.
Whatever, if you know the intention and action, it's no problem.
Yeah.
Right? You want to move? Move. You know the mind want to move and body move.
Yeah.
Many times you do like naturally doing also, no problem. If you're aware, then you can understand the mind and body relationship.
Yes, yes. Mostly I'm aware about this.
But this is no problem.
Yeah.
But I want to joke. But this is not big problem.
But it's possible that it's my nature to be so fast and to be like this.
Right.
My mind has this nature.
What nature?
So quickly.
Quickly move. Quickly act.
Yeah. Is it? Okay. Thank you.
But when we're talking this lunch, after lunch, we're talking about documentation. We are people, four or five people talking, right? But that time we talking about mindfulness and talk. So we notice very quiet. More quiet than before. Right.
I'm not sure I've understood quite what you're saying with Yitka, but I also experience in lying down meditation, twitching.
Jumping, right? Yeah. This is no problem. This is the mind too relaxed, this happened. Yeah. Like a baby nearly sleep, like this.
Yeah. When it's too relaxed.
This. Yeah, too relaxed.
Okay.
Then I saw one yogi is like this. Then he nearly sleep.
yeah. Sometimes I do go to sleep lying down. Yeah. But it does feel quite nice, this twitching.
It feels like, they don't like...
It feels like the mind is letting go. Anyway.
Teacher, I have a question about regulation of temperature of body. Is it possible the mind...
Can involve the body temperature. Yeah. When you're angry, you become sweat.
Yeah. Because...
And when you become last, very strong, you become hot.
Yeah, not only.
Right.
It's, unluckily enough...
You can feel heat temperature change.
Menopause is taking the heat very much.
Yes, right. Hmm? That does also the mind start. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I was looking at it because... when sitting, especially, because not happening so often, but when it happens when I'm sitting, meditation, then the mind can look... There was some kind of unpleasant sensation, and then it start the temperature to... in the head only.
Yeah, right.
Also,
in the face. You can feel here.
Yeah, and then the mind can stop by looking, by just looking at the process. The process is like slowing down and maybe not going on.
Right.
So the question is, Do you think it's a good tool? Because it's a big problem.
Good tool.
It's a good, a skillful mean.
Yeah, to know
because
this.
Because it's a difficult this,
right,
problem.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, but then.
The same.
You do that?
In the beginning, mind makes something like this,
yeah?
And then starts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. It's like a lamp.
Okay.
I would also like to ask about the movements in the meditation. That I have noticed like two types of like intentions to move the body, and one type is it's quite calm and peaceful. Mm. And when I follow this urge, then usually the posture is very. I think it's putting me into a better position, very stable and very good. But sometimes
very straight. Sometimes,
yes,
yeah, right,
yes,
yeah.
Yes. It's like some like
this is a mental quality better. Then because of mental, the body also slowly the move. Mm. Right, right. Sometimes very straight. Naturally, we are not like try to do because of the mental quality change better. So,
but then the other type is like a. Like a nervous intention or something, and usually if I follow that, then the body becomes very
defilement. That's unwholesome.
Yes.
Before it's wholesome.
Yeah.
Right.
So. But sometimes it's very difficult to distinguish because they are very close together. That it starts with the wholesome.
Right. But feeling is different. Very different.
Yeah, so
study is wholesome. Immediately can wholesome change. Right. Yeah. Can.
Especially
the mind very fast.
Yeah, especially when the mind notices that that was a very good idea to move into that position. Right. It helped.
Uh-huh.
So then, when there is another intention to move, then wants to follow, and already that one is not good. So, also I'm now watching a lot of this.
Many
like
times,
but
Hosen and Hosen come together. Yeah. And Hosen is very skillful.
Mm-hmm.
All the time they're behind you. You feel like this all the time. They are waiting how to calm your mind.
Mm-hmm.
If a little bit loose, then he come back immediately.
Thank you.
Intention is a due relationship. Hosan also intention, and Hosan also intention. Yeah.
And knowing my stage of meditation, I know I should have a questions, but I don't have... And I realize after some years I should ask something. But later on I realize I was doing something wrong. But I thought I'm doing right.
This is why
I don't have so many
That's
questions.
Why you need more information, listening the information, right information, very important.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we saw the right information, we hear, we get the right information, then we can measure what we are doing right or wrong.
Yeah,
and
also
you have more experience and practice, or knowledge and practice together, then you more understanding coming.
Yeah.
Before we have less information, a few information, then we try what we want. We try those, so that's why meditation not very good. So that's why we need to listen more about nature, about practicing. That's why we are talking.
Mm-hmm.
Then you more here, then your understanding is more increased.
Yeah.
Then you can practice more easier, right way.
Yeah.
That's why we need to listen more.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Talk and discuss. Sometimes other people experience and your experience may be different. Basically, many things is the same, but sometimes personally is different. So when you talk to me, your way, I listening. Then I slowly I can understand what happening to you. Then I can guide. I can help you more. Agree with you. Sometimes I told you advice is not for other people. Sometimes I told you some people they like and they follow this attitude, maybe not agree with him. Right. Okay. English talking very tired.
Your English is very good.
But I never satisfied my English. I always, for English interview, I have always have stress. Not necessary, but I because I can talk many ways, but English, I cannot talk many things because I'm limited.
Enough?
Yeah, enough, okay. Enough now.